It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The special master has spoken. Putting aside the odd title, Judge Raymond Deary, a man suggested by the Trump camp for the job, held his first meeting on Tuesday with lawyers for the former guy and prosecutors for the Department of Justice. Judge Deary told the Trump team that they would have to provide proof of Trump's assertion that he declassified the materials that he took with him from the White House before he left office. Deary said that if the government provides evidence that the documents are classified and Trump's team doesn't support its claim that they're declassified, quote, as far as I'm concerned, that's the end of it. Trump's lawyer, ironically named Jim Trusty, said that the former president's team couldn't provide that information now because that could weaken their defense in any possible criminal case. Judge Deary was having none of it. He told them to hurry up and provide the evidence, saying, quote, you can't have your cake and eat it. Touche. From the ridiculous to the insane, Florida's governor and wannabe 2024 presidential contender Ron DeSantis is batting back at criticism of his stunt to demean and embarrass a group of 48 refugees from Venezuela who made arduous treks to the U.S. to legally seek asylum. Well, DeSantis was pressed on Tuesday about why the state of Florida would pay to transport migrants from Texas instead of from Florida. And in response, DeSantis offered a giant word salad, during which he did admit that there isn't an influx of migrants in Florida.
The problem is we're not seeing mass movements of them into Florida. So you end up with a car with maybe two. That's not effective enough to stop the mass migration, but it's just coming in onesie-twosies. And everyone down there will say between a third and 40% of the people coming across are seeking to end up in Florida. We have to go and figure out, okay, who are those people likely to be? And if you can do it at the source and divert to sanctuary jurisdictions, the chance they end up in Florida is much less.
What? So thought crimes and onesie-twosies. Okay. Well, perhaps this cruel stunt is backfiring. On Monday, the sheriff of Bexar County, Texas, announced that he was opening an investigation into whether these migrants were the victims of a crime, saying quite definitively they were, quote, lured under false pretenses. Then came news of a class action lawsuit brought by three of them against DeSantis and other Florida officials in federal court. Lawsuit alleging that DeSantis and his cronies engaged in, quote, a premeditated, fraudulent, and illegal scheme centered on exploiting the migrants for the sole purpose of advancing their own personal, financial, and political interests. It also accuses DeSantis of inappropriately using federal coronavirus relief funds to pay for the flights. And it appears that he was going to do it again on Tuesday. He again chartered planes, this time to take refugees from Texas and drop them in Delaware, the home of President Biden. When asked about that happening, Biden suggested that the Florida man check out Delaware's beautiful shoreline. All right. Well, at press time this morning, we are awaiting a planned 11:30 a.m. Eastern major announcement from New York Attorney General Letitia James. While we wait, the Justice Department on Tuesday charged 47 people with fraudulently collecting nearly $250 million from a federal coronavirus pandemic relief program intended to provide food for needy families. Federal prosecutors said the defendants, all tied to the Minnesota nonprofit Feeding Our Future, participated in what they call a, quote, brazen scheme of staggering proportions. The defendants used a web of shell companies and bribes, with one defendant allegedly creating a fake list of children they were serving meals to. But they weren't. Some of those charged bought luxury cars, jewelry, and even houses with the money. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the case was the largest pandemic relief fraud scheme charged to date, which means there are probably more coming. And this doesn't even get into dark money in elections. If they're not making you mad, then you're just not aware of what's going on. There's only 7 weeks left until Election Day, and Democrats are finally confronting the issue, scheduling a vote in the Senate today on legislation known as the Disclose Act. This bill would require all groups spending money in elections or in support or opposition of a judicial nominee to disclose donations of $10,000 or more. This might be the most important piece of legislation if we're ever to return this country to a functioning democratic republic. On the global front, Russian dictator Vladimir Putin taking drastic measures to stop his battlefield losses. In a rare television address, Putin announced the immediate, quote, partial mobilization of Russian citizens, pledging to use all means to, quote, defend the country and its people. Well, this isn't defense, it's offense. But this means he'll be calling up around 300,000 reservists. And that, in turn, has seemingly spurred an exodus. Flights out of Russia quickly sold out as people try to flee. But wait, there's more. Putin again threatened to pull out the nukes.
This is not a bluff. The citizens of Russia can be sure that the territorial integrity of our homeland, our independence, and freedom will be ensured. And those who try to blackmail us with nuclear weapons should know that the prevailing winds can turn in their direction.
And as if that's not enough, some of the Russian-controlled parts of eastern and southern Ukraine, Luhansk, Kherson, Zaporizhia, and Donetsk provinces, announced on Tuesday that they'd be holding referendums on formally becoming part of Russia. Those rushed votes are scheduled to start Friday in places where Russia and Kremlin-backed separatists occupy large swaths of territory. The head of Russia's Security Council, former President Medvedev, said that the referendums and subsequent annexation would be irreversible and would let Moscow use, quote, any means to defend the territory. Ukraine and Western leaders called the referendums a sham that won't stop Ukraine from reclaiming its rightful lands. And it's under this backdrop that both President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the UN General Assembly today. Stay tuned. And strap in. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell previously warned that the Fed's drive to curb inflation by aggressively raising interest rates would bring some pain. Well, brace yourself, because today the Fed meets and they're expected to raise short-term rates by another 0.75 point for the third consecutive time. But take a look at what's happening in some European countries. We are not alone. And in a somewhat related story, a federal task force is recommending for the first time screening adults under the age of 65 for anxiety. Anxiety disorders are the top mental illness in the country. It affects about 19% of the adult population. The task force also says that all adults should continue to be screened for depression. A sign of the times. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on those donate buttons.